Sometimes it's safer not to relive the good old days, and this might be one of those occasions, but it's too late because the gig is already booked. My guests are Dennis Rochford, Jaime Medford, and coming to us from California, Jim Stevens, talking about their reunion performances as Spring Fire. Welcome, gentlemen. It's good to have you here.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Good to be here. Thank you.
I'm happy to be here, too.
Now, you all suddenly got very polite. We were sitting at the microphone preparing for the interview, and raucousness was breaking loose. So now you're dead serious on me. Let me ask a golden question here.
Well, we do try to be civilized, you know, sometimes.
But it is an effort.
It is an effort, but yes. You know, we try.
Well, for people who know you guys, give us the rundown. When was it that you were hitting it big here in El Paso?
We were hitting it big.
We're still waiting for that moment.
That's coming on. I guess Jim Stevens and myself, we got together after a production of Jesus Christ Superstar back in, give me a year, Jim, was that 1972?
Yes, 72.
72. And a club owner came to us and said, Jim played Jesus and I played Judas. And
interesting
he said,
arrangement.
Yes.
Now, Jaime, you were in there too.
I was in there too, but I was just a lowly leper, I think.
Mary Magdalene.
Yes, Mary Magdalene. And
Mary
a cute
Magdalene,
one.
Yes.
A cute one too, yes.
It did nothing for my career, by the way.
Okay, so back to Jesus.
A club
Judas.
Owner came to me and he said, if you can get together with Jesus, I will hire you to sing at my restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him I could do one better than that. I could get Jesus to sing with me and that he would also turn the water into wine to help his wine business, and the rest was history.
And lightning began to strike immediately, and you've deserved it ever since. Well, okay, tell us the when and where of your reunion performances, because I was among a very, very happy audience recently, and you've done this occasionally, bringing Jim back in to sing. So tell us about this one.
Well, we're going to be performing at the Great American Land and Cattle Company at 9800 Gateway North, which is in the Transmountain area of the Northeast. And we have a great little room there that they have designed with our stage lights. I mean, it's a great little, very intimate setting for our type of show, which is what we like. I mean, we prefer to be in a smaller venue.
Where you can connect with your adoring public.
We can connect with the public and we can, you know, enjoy their feedback as much as hopefully they will enjoy what we perform for them, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be there the 28th, 29th, and 30th of this month.
It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Correct. Okay. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and we're inviting everybody to come out. I do believe that we are already booked, however, on the Friday night and Saturday night.
Wow, so we're down to Sunday.
So we
already
are down to Sunday, so if anybody out there wants to come see us, that'll be the one evening that we have open.
And what time and what are the arrangements as far as dinner versus the show?
Yeah, well, we ask everyone to get to the Great American at 6 o'clock, between 6 and 6:30 to order the food. We get everyone fed, and then the show starts at 8 o'clock and goes from about 8 to 9:30.
All right. And the number to call for reservations is 637-7060, but I'll give that number again in a minute. Let's back up a little bit to some of the adventures that you all have enjoyed. Now, you didn't perform just here in El Paso. You went on the road quite a bit.
Yeah, we were out there for about almost 10 years, I guess, and that's when Jim was in the band. I guess maybe we can say one thing. This is not strictly a Spring Fire show. Spring Fire, we were together for many, many, many years, and with Jeff Moore as the lead singer, and Jeff is still singing all over the place with different bands and as a solo artist. So this isn't strictly a Spring Fire show. In fact, we were joking about having to rename the band. This was just for fun at the restaurant.
And accommodate your aging profiles? Is that
we were thinking, because Simon and Garfunkel kind of thing, we thought maybe the Sounds of Senility might be a good name.
But you couldn't remember it.
We couldn't remember that one. And so that was
Well, now, Jim, you've out in California now. How many years have you been out there?
I've been here 30 years.
Dang, 30 years already.
Yes, yes.
Talk about Sounds of Senility.
I feel like Rip Van Winkle when I come home and I'm looking for the people and the places that I used to know. And thankfully, Jaime and Dennis remember me. And so
this is good.
We are able to talk about travels on the road and the early days when we when we were playing all over town.
Well, I remember your reports about, what was it, some of the Air Force bases that you would play in, like a caged area, and so the beer bottles would not not hit you.
Well, fortunately, that didn't happen too often. We did perform actually in Europe on a couple of occasions, and we did perform for the American military, the Air Force, the Army. Had a great time overall. But you know,
that's a hard life.
It's a hard life, and but we got to see parts of Europe, obviously, that we never would have seen otherwise, and.
Wait a minute. We did not have a hard life on the road. We did no one-nighters.
Jim, I think you are forgetting
we went to places.
Some of this.
They gave us rooms. We got to know people. It was an adventure to go on the road. We didn't make any money. You know, if the idea was to make money, then we failed at that.
Miserably, but happily. yes.
We played in places where I didn't even know they had, I don't know, girls or anything, you know. Like,
that's getting
like
scary right there.
Well, the only place we might have needed a cage for protection is when they actually booked us in a large club with a dance floor, and they booked us as a soul disco.
Oh, yes. That's
and, of course, we got up there to do our stuff, and it, you know, needless to say, we were not in the right
place. You didn't own enough bell-bottom polyester to pull that one off. No.
No, we didn't.
Well, I'm holding Jim's CD here. It's playing Favorites, and this is introducing an element that, to my knowledge, you all haven't performed before, which is some of Jim's original tunes. We're going to be giving a listen to one of the pieces here that you've been rehearsing. Jim, give us a little overview of how you make your living out there for the last 30 years.
At the moment, I am doing a lot of senior living centers in the daytime. When we were raising our kids, going out at night to sing was not a recipe for a happy life. So I was able to transition into places where I can go and I can sing songs that are as old as the 30s and the 40s for people for whom that is the best time of their life. I sing at a local church. I have a group out here that I've been singing with for a couple of decades. We call ourselves simply Jim Stevens and Friends. We play at the Pumpkin Festival in Half Moon Bay.
Your big gig every year. It is.
I live in San Carlos, which is a suburb of San Francisco. So I'm in Northern California, and have a a couple of kids, and my wife and I live very happily out here. But I'm always pleased to come back to El Paso.
Oh, it's great to have you come here and visit. Now, I need to ask about, it's always awkward for me to be visiting with the three of you and not to have this stage personality where you so blissfully torment anyone who's paying attention to you. That's what you're famous for, is handing out the abuse, and people love it. Where do those guys go when you're in polite society? What's happened to you? Dennis? Jaime was pointing at you. What can I say?
Well, I just thought maybe you had a bit of wisdom to share with
us.
No,
we've always tried to have fun with the audience. And when Jim and I were a duo, and Jim is a very serious musician and singer, and I was not. I was I sing along and that sort of thing. And so I found that we had fun singing, but we also had fun poking jokes with the audience or at the audience or with the audience. And it became really as much fun for me with the comedy end of it as the singing part of it. And so I think that we just naturally fell into that. When Jim would talk, people would believe him.
Jim is he's always had that absolutely honest, down-home, sincere, good guy demeanor. So, Jim, what was it like when
Dennis? You, didn't I?
Yeah. Oh, well, you pull it off pretty good. But do you remember what it was like when Dennis starts harpooning the audience for the first time? I mean,
well, I don't know. I laughed along with the audience.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Gave yourself away. And then Jaime comes on the scene. I remember you were entrusted with, what, flipping one switch for the lights or something at the beginning?
In the very beginning, I was basically behind the scenes helping them pick music and working the equipment.
Why is that funny to hear him say the words behind the scenes?
Yeah, behind the scenes.
Well, you know, that's basically what I had to do. the main reason that I actually joined the band on stage is because the agent we had at the time here in El Paso, he wanted to book us into larger rooms.
Yeah.
And therefore, he made the suggestion that we needed a bigger sound, basically. You know?
More noise.
More noise. So Dennis and Jim, at that time, Jim was playing the guitar and Dennis was singing. And that was really the only instrumentation that they used at the time. And lo and behold, Dennis picked up the bass and discovered he had a great talent for that. I started practicing on my little keyboard at home. And
That still stuns me.
Now, Jaime also took lessons.
I took a few lessons.
He started from scratch, and he became, you know, quite proficient.
Thank you.
He took lessons from, I think her name was Mary Frances Thomas, right?
That's correct. Yeah, she was actually a teacher.
An organist in town.
So it evolved. We just would lock ourselves in a room somewhere, and we would just practice, and Dennis would practice the bass, I would practice the keyboard, and we finally put a show together, and our very first out-of-town job was in Bismarck, North Dakota, of all places.
Yes, the bustling metropolis.
We had to perform for 5 hours.
Oh, my.
With not that many songs that we had. I mean, we were learning them as we went along, but at that time we didn't have a great repertoire. Yeah. It was a challenge to fill 5 hours with the music band, but it was fun.
What would you like your legacy to be in El Paso as Springfire? What would you like, and what do you think people will remember you for? Take your turns, Dennis. You go first.
Well, I think that when people think of Springfire, they think of poking fun with the audience and comedy and that sort of thing. I would personally like it if they thought of us as a little more well-rounded. I felt like we did the music well and we did comedy. But really, when people stop me, and maybe it's because I was the guy with the flashlight and making fun and all that.
The ringleader,
A little more than the other guys.
Yeah.
Then. But, you know, that was a fun part of what we did because we really, you know, Jaime did a lot of the cutesy sort of things and Jim was the believable one and I was kind of the jerk. I'll say it before anyone else.
And, thank you. Thank you for saving me.
Well, yes, by the way.
Yes.
And so, but it was fun. We all had distinct personalities to do that. And we did carry that forward with when Jeff joined the band, when Jim went out to California. And we've carried it on for many years. And now when Springfire ran its course, it's fun to kind of revisit what we had back when we started. I think I just would like folks to think of us as a group that entertained.
Oh, definitely. I think your wish has been granted and then some.
Well, that'd be nice.
Jaime, what about you?
Thank you. I agree with Dennis. I think if we were to be remembered for anything, it would be just making people happy for the 90 minutes, you know, letting them forget whatever cares and troubles that they have and just come in and relax, eat a good meal, have a few laughs, listen to some good music, and just enjoy their evening. I mean, and that's the main comments that I hear. People who stop me and say, oh, you guys, you know, I've been listening to you since I was
my children, and I child welfare was probably keeping an eye on us for that. But yes, we that helped raise them. And Jim, how about you?
I see the comedy and the music together as a combination that nobody else did on the small stages, with the possible exception of Hal Yurick and Pappy. I'm trying to think of his name.
Pappy Clark, I think. A lot of
people remember, you know, of an older age would remember the kind of shows they had there. And I think we are a more modern. If I put myself with the guys in Springfire, you know, looking over the 40 years of music and fun, is that is so different from almost any other musical act in all of El Paso.
Well, everything that you did well, and I can absolutely guarantee as a longtime fan that you have succeeded wildly, and you're preparing to give us another thrill on December 28th, 29th, and 30th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, although Friday and Saturday are sold out. So if you'd like to attend on Sunday, December 30th, Springfire will be performing Dennis Rochford, Jaime Medford, and in this case, Jim Stevens, the original vocalist with the trio at Great American Land and Cattle Company, 9800 Gateway North. That's by Cohen Stadium. You do need reservations, so call 637-7060. Gentlemen, I thank you so much, and I look forward to hearing you.
Thank you, Monica.
Thank you, Monica.
Always
you.
A pleasure.
And we're going to give a listen to one of the songs you'll be doing, which is titled Looking for Trouble.